Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss out on some great low and slow barbecue tips and recipes. Hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby!
In time, please. Do it in time.
I can't do everything.
Give it to me for the next one.
Can you do it?
Yes, of course I can.
Jane's got rhythm.
Turn it up, Dave.
Right, okay.
You're just like a hobo smacking on a bin lid.
Why am I like a hobo?
It's just you don't know what you're doing.
Oh. All right, tell us what else is happening in the show.
I'm in a highly strenuous social.
How dare you? Hang on.
See, it's not as easy as you think, is it?
It's easy. It's so easy.
The cowbell.
Shut up. Let's see what's happening on the show.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We haven't got there yet.
Okay, yeah. Of course, Clown of the World.
Speaking of clowns.
We'll be on as full as a gook as per usual.
It is, and we'd like to hear
you'll
who
get a
you
mention,
think.
And you'll get a mention. Oh, we'll both get a mention, together.
Hey, give us a call too if you've got clowns when we do the segment. Not now.
Sure.
Just have a think.
Let's do that.
It's a big weekend of racing in both Sydney and Melbourne.
Sport of Kings, Jane. The Sport of Kings is on show for all in one of the biggest racing weekends of the year. We will get involved. We'll speak to people in both states and get the rub of the green. Dr. Chris Brown. It's been a big week for you, hasn't it? You've had, what's his name, Mumford?
Don't say what's his name, Mumford.
Marcus Mumford.
Marcus Mumford.
And?
Chris Brown.
Hello.
Whoa.
Wow.
Listen, Chris and I transcend any of that rubbish that you go on with raised eyebrows. We're just animal people.
He's coming in live.
We're good animal
people. He's coming in live.
That's great.
We've got a number of stories we want to run by.
He's coming in live.
That was Jane, by the way, everyone. Hey, guess what? We're going to have a little chat about Red Dust, where we're going up to the Northern Territory to have a couple of shows next week.
We're going on the road. We're going sort of into a community, an Indigenous community, and
we're
staying in the same house. This could be trouble.
Well, when you say house, I think you're being a little presumptuous.
You're not going to cope at all.
Week in review. We'll be back. We'll have a look at everything that's gone on so far.
Oh, but we better have the music off now, Dave. Yeah, it's really annoying.
Got to be some bachelor chat. The honey badger will get a mention. Princess Eugenie's up and about. There's a wedding going on. We'll get there. I'm guessing that's in Clown of the Week.
Yes, definitely.
Quickly, how's my beard coming along?
Mate, look.
Yeah?
You know.
Pretty thick, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch it?
No.
It's at that real spiky stage.
It's at the spiky stage. It's a bit uncomfortable.
And you know what? You've hit that point in time. I reckon a lot of guys must go through this. Sure, some girls do. But when it gets just a bit where you either do I proceed and now go the full bush beard or do I get it all off?
That's right.
You're going to the races tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, get it all off.
Oh, why?
No.
What if I just go like a Brazilian? What if I do? What if I go handlebar?
No, you really will look like Ivan Milat then.
Okay, that's probably not.
No, Mickey, you're a good looking rooster.
Oh, thank you.
Come on,
you're
very kind. Put your suit on and look
clean.
It
is covering up about three chins as we speak. So it's.
Is that the trick, is it? See, women again.
Why
can't we do that?
Mm.
Well, so unfair.
I don't know. I need to get. By the way, big day here. Did Whitney have her date last night?
Oh, she did, yes.
Whitney, get in here.
She texted me. I said, do you need a wing woman?
Would you have done it?
Of course I would. Not being there. Just on the phone, I was going to call if there was an issue.
Aunt.
Not a grumpy aunt.
You would be like a chaperone, not a wing woman.
I'm your good, fun, more mature friend.
Yeah. And Whitney would end up having to take you home. is how that would end. Hello, Whitney. How'd you go? Are we prying? Are you happy to have the chat?
No, let's have the chat.
So you went on, was it a blind date? Or was this is an
no,
app,
Tinder
an
date.
A Tinder date.
I haven't been on a date in over a year, so it was a bit.
Yeah.
And she was a bit nervous. Came out and said, how do I look?
A bit desperate.
You looked odd. Shut up, Nick.
So how did you go? Talk us through it. So now, did I hear you got there first?
I got there first.
Well, he's an idiot.
No, I would get there first.
Do you want to name and shame?
I was
absolutely not. No, I got there first, which is fine. So I went and bought us a couple of beers.
Whoa.
You bought the beers.
Now, even I know this.
He's sneeting you.
Yes.
He's turning up late. He's sneeting you.
But what if he paid the next round?
But what if he was going to be late? Then you're sadly sitting there with two beers.
I know. It's the risk. It was so risky.
Which is Jane's job.
Well, if I was wing woman.
So the saddest part was is I'm walking around the bar with two beers trying to find a table and then I see a guy that I think might be him and I'm like, hello? is this your beer?
Hi, would you, if I gave you this beer, would you have a date with me?
It was the most loneliest moment of my life.
Well, you were very nervous, sweet, but I did, in the middle of me watching The Bachelorette last night, I did get a few texts from you, which is, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it was actually more interesting than The Bachelorette.
They should have been filming Whitney's date.
They should have. Well, the first text I got was, on to third beer. I went, good sign, thumbs up, hand clap.
All right.
And then you just said, oh, do you want to hear my result?
Yes.
What you said, I'm half-half. And then I won't read the next bit that you said.
As in interested.
Yes. So, Whitney, did you put out?
Absolutely.
Okay, listen.
I bloody knew you'd ask that question. And no, I did not. Mum, I did not.
You don't ask that. We have to retrain you in the art of dating, do we?
I'm trying to get to the facts so I can help somehow.
I don't think Whitney asked for your help.
Dave's had wife's birthday this week. He didn't even take her anywhere.
No.
Well, what did you do, Dave?
What, for the birthday? Yeah. Well, she cooked dinner. Done nothing yet.
Wow.
Hey, look, we can find out more. Whitney's coming to Red Dust with us, so we're all on the road together. And we're going to just fill
talk
you in
that.
And what we're doing
all
after
right.
this.
After the break. Well done, Whit.
Thanks.
We are away. It is Kennedy Malloy. All thanks to Barbecues Galore. Some things are better. Low and slow. Get into Barbecues Galore, the home of Low and Slow Barbecue.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up, Dr. Chris Brown, in-studio guest.
Settle down.
I've got a really good subject to talk to Chris about. I'm not going to spoil it now. Spoiler alert. It's something to do with horses. It's a really great story and, you know. Oh, yeah, I'll talk to him.
All right, well, you've promised it. So.
I have. I won't forget
Hang about,
this one.
You won't be disappointed. I'll tell you why I'm excited, because you and I on the weekend are travelling up to Oondamoo in the Northern Territory with Red Dust, who are just a great organisation who deal largely with Indigenous issues. Their Healthy Living Program is what we're going up. We're going to hang out with the community up there. It's going to be a load of fun. It'll be good for me. I'm well-versed in this kind of travel. Generally, when you get on a plane, it's going to Paris or somewhere.
Listen.
So you can have a big strawberry for breakfast.
People are actually worried about you.
Breakfast. I beg your pardon?
They're really worried about you.
I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Kabul. I've been outside the gates. I've been outside the wire.
Thanks, Mr. Flakjacket.
I've been to Kandahar. Where else do you want to go? Well, I've been up there 10 times. That's my natural habitat.
My natural habitat.
I can live off berries. I could get down to a loincloth and live off berries.
Fermented berries.
I'll wrestle a...
I'm guessing.
There'll be none of that, of course.
No, I'm excited too, because we're going to meet a lot of the kids who are at the schools there as well and the education programs.
It's an incredible experience. It's an incredible experience. We're not the only ones going, Jane, by the way. We're going to take up some footballers. I've been up there. I went to Arayonga. We took up some footballers and the kids go, they're like rock
bananas,
stars.
I love it.
They go bananas. Of course, our good mate Santa Chilara will be up there, and Dan Sultan.
That's fantastic. He's been nominated for a couple of ARIA Awards as well.
And these guys will be coming on a show on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, and Dan's going to be playing Kingdom for us live on the show. I heard a rumour. Awesome. Are you taking the guitar up to Oondamoo?
Oh, Jane.
Well, it might just come on the plane.
What?
Really?
Yes,
this is gold.
Because, well, you know.
So you're going to sit around the campfire and play some tunes for...
I'll sit around the campfire and see if I can... play some tunes.
A little bit of like Dentist Jane style stuff.
There you go, kids.
I
look in the mirror
and what do I see? I don't think they're going to be impressed by that.
What about the B-side? Have you got the B-side? Open wide.
Look inside.
You were saying they're really difficult to work with. The
I was not.
You said showbiz assholes.
You are the biggest knob of all time.
Hey, Jane, that's
Listen,
hurtful. That
hey,
stuff.
You said showbiz asshole.
Well, yeah. Well.
Pardon all the swearing, by the way, if there's kids in the car. I never said that about the Wheels. I said it was really hard because I wasn't an ace singer to get it right. And I just wanted to do, I had to do lots and lots of takes.
Came across like they were difficult and mean to
you. Look. Paul and Anthony Field know that I love them, and I said nothing of the sort, so just ignore him.
Murray the Red Wiggle is my favourite.
No, none of them are.
Can you introduce me to the Yellow Wiggle?
I'm not doing anything of the sort. You are not to meet any Wiggle from now on.
What about Dorothy the Dinosaur? She looks pretty cool.
But look, I might not be doing all Wiggle songs. Listen, I've got that one too.
Would you do a duet with Dan Sultan of some description?
Sure.
Would you get like a highly strung,
yes,
a regroup for the...
I'll do anything for Red Dust.
They are so fantastic. Yeah. We can't wait to do these two shows. And they'll be normal shows. We're just doing them from up in the desert.
Who knows what's going to happen, because have you got your sleeping bag? You got your pillow?
No. Did you get a list? Did someone tell me what I need?
You've had them 50 times.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago you got
correct.
That list.
Thank you. And Dave's not even going.
I'm not even going. I know what's happening.
Where are you going?
Oh, I didn't get the invite.
Oh, well.
Dave, we need you to... be in charge here.
Oh, that's your kind way of saying we don't want you to come.
No, I
see
wouldn't
what I mean?
Say that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, show business asshole. Yeah,
get it. There it is.
Who do I sleep next to? Who am I sleeping with?
Okay. I'm going to isolate that. And I'm going to put that in a promo. Yeah. And that's going to play
you
forever.
You know what I mean?
Grab that, Marshy.
Well, Whitney's going.
Oh, do I share a room with Whit?
There you go.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to find out what's happening.
Top
anyway,
of tail.
Look, this will be fun. This will be great. And it's a very special example.
We can't wait.
It's experience
going to be
that we're going to have.
This is about Red Dust, the Healthy Living Program. We'll give you more info from up in Oondamu in the heart of this great country.
Get ready. Clown of the Week's next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Chock-a-block this week. 133-53. Who do you think should be Clown of the Week? Jane, get the ball rolling.
Well, I'd like to start with Yoko Ono.
Jeez.
And that is for her piss poor effort.
Oh, she's 85.
So what?
No, there's no excuse. This was the most uncalled for.
This is disgraceful. It's a brilliant song. Imagine.
She co-wrote the song, you know.
Well, you know what?
She did not. Stop it.
She did.
You should know better.
John said, she wrote it a bit. She probably should have had a bit of input.
I'm going to just ask you a thing. Let's have a look at John Lennon's songwriting credits.
Correct.
And let's have a look at Yoko Ono's.
I agree.
And you tell me who you think wrote Imagine.
John.
Right.
Done.
Now,
sorted.
Now, who do you think butchered it?
Well, let's have a little listen and you all be the judge.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us on this sky. Imagine all the people.
Enough. That's enough. Yeah, no.
Living for today.
Why she didn't do the walls?
Yeah, because she can't even reach those notes.
Do the...
Do you know what that would be really spooky in? I think a horror movie.
Yeah, you're right.
Just
like
say
a Halloween
that, and she just comes out as this.
Like a razor head.
Yes. Yeah. And she just goes, imagine all the people.
And a seance. They had a seance scene. Let's see if we can contact the spirit of a tuneless fool.
Don't do that again, Yoko.
Yoko, bad form. Stop it. Stop
don't
murdering.
Don't do it with Blackbird or any other song.
It's on her new album, Murdering the Classics. Jeez Louise,
I'd be very upset.
Now, you've had a big week. Who else do you want to clown?
A Current Affair.
Whoa, hang on.
For chasing down, hunting down the poor old honey badger who was just trying to have a holiday with his mates.
No,
he was doing a charity walk on the Kokoda Trail.
What was the charity?
Oh, there was it for something.
Mate, he was getting away with his mates. It was a mates weekend.
No, it was.
He was arrested in a terry toweling. Arrested. He was doorstopped in a terry toweling wardrobe, which is how I want to go.
Sure.
If ever I'm arrested, stick your foot in my door, I want to be in that.
I'll make sure that happens.
What about
me
the honey badger for thinking he should have some privacy?
Well, you know what? The poor old honey badger. Seriously,
he didn't put out.
It's an incredible coincidence that he happened to be doing the Kokoda Trail at the same time that the finale of The Bachelor happened, and that everyone in Australia wanted to question him why he left two girls standing at the altar.
I can't afford to do their job, which is
well. Let's hear the promo first. This is what they promised. Listen.
G'day, Nick. Sorry to do this to you, but can we ask you a few questions about the mess you've left back home?
Sorry?
Whoa.
He's in a dressing gown, right?
He's in a dressing gown, just to give you the image.
And how did the interview go?
They did stretch it a little,
claim. They didn't have a lot of...
I don't think the badge was up for a big conversation. Do you want to hear how it went?
Yeah,
let's have a look.
Nick Cummins is Australia's most hotly debated man this week after dumping all of his potential wives, then fleeing to a remote jungle. But we tracked him down, which made him an unhappy badger.
G'day, Nick. Sorry to do this to you, but can we ask you a few questions about the mess you've left back home?
Sorry?
His trademark good humour and larrikin personality also appears to have vanished.
That's all. What's this? A microphone. We've got a camera here.
That's
good. Current Affair observed Cummins hanging out at the bar. Here he is on the sun lounge by the pool, reading his phone. He jumps in, has a swim, and chats with a female friend.
From Channel 9, we just got a few questions about The Bachelor, if that's okay.
I'll get to that. I'm just trying to have a peaceful break.
Anything to say to the girls? That's all we need.
Leave it.
Just
leave it. We've just asked you three times nicely, just leave it.
Yeah.
So don't ask again, because I know you're about to.
Okay.
Leave it.
We'll just get security. Just don't hustle, man. I'm just trying to chill out. Copping enough crap from people like you, mate, so I just want to have some relax.
Do you regret?
Don't ask a question, mate. We just asked you three times. It's going to be the last time
Have a great holiday, Nick. It'll all blow over soon.
Oy. Tracy's up for a bit of a laugh about it. But you know what, though?
I
was amused by the fact that he goes, hey, listen, what are you trying to do? I'm just trying to have a peaceful break. Like he's been to Afghanistan.
Come on, honey.
Dude,
Badger.
You were in a house with 20 hot chicks.
You didn't put out.
Come on. It's not that hard, is it? You can't be that exhausted.
You got to answer a couple of questions.
Mm. Well, so does his agent. That's
all
my
right,
beef.
There you go.
Okay.
You get the idea. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes.
Give us a call and let us know who
There's
you'd
plenty
like to...
more.
Sure.
Clown of the Week on Kennedy Malloy. Give us a ring now.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the week, you can get involved. 1-3-3-5-3.
What about the bloke with the bionic penis
who
jumped the gun and had sex too early and nearly died? because he cracked his stiffy too early.
He'd been waiting 10 years. Wasn't he a virgin? Yeah, he was.
Well, was he?
I really don't like speaking like this. It's very intimate. It's very intimate.
I guess so.
All he had to wait was another 2 weeks.
Had a bionic penis.
He couldn't wait.
Oh, you got to road test it.
Well,
you want to get it up and about.
Well, that didn't end well, did it?
Well, it didn't. It ended up with him getting the jumble leads. Trying to resuscitate him.
Doink.
Hey, the bionic man, $6 million man. Or as they call it, $1 million per inch. Whee! There he goes.
He is officially clowned.
I would like to clown the two of you.
Why?
For fat shaming me earlier on this week on this program.
We're not fat shaming.
Fat shaming, bullying.
No.
Well, all of the above, according to the HR department, who I ran straight to.
Wouldn't have happened.
Well, who's in charge of the...
Play the bit off to give it.
It was my son's birthday. He turned 12 yesterday.
What do you get your 12-year-old?
You got a Fitbit. Ooh. Like his old man. 10,000 steps a day.
Is he a bit of a fatty?
He's not a fatty.
You don't like to call people fat. Stop it.
I
against
have
the rules
fat
now.
Immunity because I'm a fatty.
Because you are fat.
How dare you? I had no top on. I looked like Iggy Pop. I was up the back. I had leather pants, no top. I had a cowbell
out. Did not.
Sort of a hairy, overweight Iggy Pop.
I reckon I can get away with that, but I don't think you can.
I've been fat shamed twice on the show today.
I'm sorry.
I'm going straight to HR. And I did, and you're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God, that's so amusing.
Well, it was hurtful.
Pretty funny.
It was hurtful.
Pretty funny.
I go home and cry. I went home and cried.
You don't give that impression. We feel you're
face
an easy
down
target.
Face down on the bed, thumping it with my fists.
Well, I hope the bed's reinforced.
Jesus Louise. All right, well, I'm going to go you again then. For your behaviour in the car park this week.
Now,
listen, this is incredible.
This has got out of hand and it wasn't what I intended.
It's the talk of the building.
Mm. No,
the talk
not.
Of the building.
It can't be.
Basically, you cracked it to security.
Yeah. I did. Well, I just said I'm having trouble getting a car park here and I've got to go on air.
And and they said, why don't you park in the on-air section? You said, because citizens are parking there, people from sales, people from marketing, ordinary people. Mm. And so, we turned up yesterday, and in the car park, there are all these signs, on air only.
Yeah.
And there's a sign today, have you seen it, that mentions you by name.
does not. No, it does. What are you talking about?
Do you want to see it?
Don't. That's going to panic me. I don't like to.
Well, I did.
I don't like to be the centre of attention.
Oh,
hang on, Dave.
I have heard about it.
Didn't I tell you I'd put this up?
No. You put up something.
It's the talk of the office, Jane.
It's not.
It really is.
Look at this.
What do you mean it really is?
Have a look.
Look, have you seen that?
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Strictly no parking reserved for Jane Kennedy in big red letters.
Yes.
Well, it's about bloody time, SCA. Thank you.
So there you go. And then we learned Dave was parking in the executive section, in the gets.
Yeah, well, where it should be
next
parked.
To all the Range Rovers and the
Black Thunders. Let's move on, you two. We've established you both.
Well, we should
idiots.
Go to some calls, should we?
Let's do it.
Okay. Hello, Joel. How are you going?
Good. And yourself?
Good. Who do you want to clown?
Mick Malloy.
Oh,
well, that sounds good. Why?
I was. I flicked the TV over the other night, and Kath and Kim came on, and there he was with possibly one of the worst looking porno moustaches and haircut to boot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's, I think he's pretty proud of it.
Popular look with the ladies.
That's you playing Gary Poole from Gary Poole Pools.
I often get asked to Gary Poole up.
Do you?
In the boudoir.
Ooh.
Can you not look at me when you say that?
Hey, well, now listen. Now, was I?
Well done, Joel.
Was that the episode where I was in my kimono?
No.
Oh, did he have clothes on?
Yes, he did.
Thank goodness.
That's the one they...
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Jane. I'm hearing you.
Thanks, Joel. Prize for Joel.
That was the one they played in Afghanistan when I was with the SAS. We were waiting to be medevaced out of Kandahar.
Yeah.
I said, it's going to be a half-hour wait, so we'll put something on. And they put on episode of Kath and Kim. I go, oh, please, please don't be the episode where me and Glenn are in the kimonos.
Bang, was.
Hanging up it came, and it was just this awkward silence between the greatest gunslingers in the history of the world. And
because all those boys in the force would take it really, you know, low-key, wouldn't they?
So I told you I was up in Noosa last week.
Yes.
I was sitting in a bar, it's true, I miss Money Penny, up there in Noosa, and a girl comes up and goes, you are as plain as an arrowroot biscuit.
I got
quite offended. And I went, oh, well, thanks. Yeah, and you're great too.
Yes.
And then I realised afterwards it's a line from Kath and Kim. I've got to my brother, what a bitch. What a mole. Like, you know, she can think it. She didn't have to say it. And then afterwards I realised you are as plain. Hey, it's one of my lines. From
Kim. Are we rude to
Kim,
her?
You're as plain as an arrowroot biscuit. And so I go, oh, thanks a lot, and piss off. And realise, and then I go,
you idiot.
So I actually went over.
You clown him again,
I actually went over and apologised to her and
did
her
you?
Table. Because,
oh,
I mean,
Nick.
She thought, we've bandied around the phrase showbiz arsehole. But
if the hat fits.
Speaking of which, Jules would like to clown someone.
Yes, I would.
Who,
I
Jules?
I think Alan Jones should be clown of the week.
All right, you're not. I think there's a groundswell of support for that. I don't think he covered himself.
Is that for
a bit of bullying behaviour in regards to the
Well, his behaviour, I thought, was very... I thought he was incredibly rude to the CEO of the Opera House, but he has since apologised, which is one of the first times he's ever
done that.
He doesn't
do that often.
He doesn't ever do that, so I credit him for doing that.
And also, credit to him, in regard to racing New South Wales, he is riding this weekend.
Thank you,
Jules. He's riding in the Everest.
Sure. His mates are.
He could win anyway. John, who would you like to clown?
Hey, guys, I'd like to clown Hungry Jack.
Well done.
Interesting. We might be on board with you. What is the reason, John?
What self-respecting vegan is going to go to Hungry Jack's to get a vegan burger?
Yeah,
it's world's colliding.
It is world's colliding.
It's like going to a nightclub to get religious advice.
Well, John,
like
we
me
are...
me going into a vegan restaurant and ordering a Shetland pony. And it's not going to happen.
On
rye.
On rye. John, we're quite well-versed in being able to comment on this because we did try the vegan burger. We were open to
it. We're open to it, and we think, well done, Hungry Jacks, but stay in your lane.
Wow. Wooshka.
You don't know what you're doing. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. 133353. We can keep going. We haven't got to Kanye West.
Oh, I've got something to play
have
for you. Yep,
right.
Stand by.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Your new way to drive home.
Malloy. Clown of the week. It's been so full this week. We haven't even got to the girlfriend who wrote the 20-plus rules for her boyfriend. We haven't got to the couple who drunkenly purchased a hotel.
Yeah.
We haven't got to the Melbourne Cafe that now sells coffee for $150 a cup.
Well, that's just...
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
Stupid.
So much to get through, and there's a couple of big-ticket items,
Jane. Okay, and Kanye West is a big ticket item, however you like to look at it.
I watched this. His behaviour in the Oval Office, has anyone ever dropped the magic in the Oval Office before?
Probably, but not on camera. I don't know. I'm almost warming again to Kanye.
Oh, Jesus.
You're coming back around.
Okay. I'm coming back around.
Right.
We're going to clown him for his bizarre meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Let's just play a bit of what went on. It was mental.
Theories that there's infinite amounts of universe and there's alternate universe. So it's very important for me to get Hoover out because in an alternate universe, I am him. You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys, non-political, no bullshit. Put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. I brought a gift with me right here. This right here is the iPlane 1. It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this jerk. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be in power. We have to bring jobs into America because our best export is entertainment and ideas. But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive, folks.
I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it. You better play 4D chess with me like it's Minority Report. Because it ain't that simple. Yeah. It's complex. And I think it'd be cool to have Yeezy Ideation Centers, which would be a mix of education that empowers people and gives them modern information. Like, sometimes people say, this kid has ADD, this kid has ADD. He don't have ADD, school is boring. It was boring, it's not as exciting as this. We have to make it more exciting, we have to mix curriculums. You play basketball while you're doing math. You learn about music while you meditate in the morning. We have to instate mental health and art programs.
You know I love you.
I don't want to put you in that spot. But.
No, I'm standing in that spot. I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here. I love this guy right here.
That's really nice.
Wow. I'm exhausted.
I am exhausted. But you know what?
Yes, Jane, okay. Be very careful.
I don't even have to be careful because Kanye's not careful. He's got some good points. I really think he has got some good points. I think there has to be reforms in education and schools. And he's just saying, you know what, school is boring for a lot of kids. So why don't you jazz it up? Why don't you do something different? Why do you play to their forehand? Oh, my God, am I just supporting Kanye West?
Yes, I am.
For the bit where he kisses Donald.
I think he made a lot of good points in the same way Charlie Sheen made a lot of good points in his winning speech.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Winning. I do. I know.
Look, it's bonkers.
Okay, here's one other thing that came out of that.
Right. Yes, what?
He revealed his phone passcode, Kanye.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what it is?
Ooh, no.
00000.
Oh, good on you. You're no better than the chaser. Giving it out that stuff on air.
Well, what I don't have his phone in my hand, do I? So I can't have it. All right, now the raw. Yeah.
Well, I think that might be all we have time for.
I think
right
it is
now.
Too.
We
yes.
might have to go because we want to get in. We've got very important weekend of racing across this big brown country, and there's big races in Sydney, big races in Melbourne. We're going to speak to people from both
who really know their stuff.
Who know their stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You bet. Emma Friedman and Peter Webster to join us right after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Can I just say, Jane, this is one of the biggest weekends of racing this country
has seen
our two biggest cities, both Sydney and Melbourne. We've got special events on. Let's go to Sydney first, and Emma Friedman is on the line. Emma, it's in its second year, but the Everest is fast embedding itself in many different ways as one of the biggest races on the calendar. Discuss.
It is, Mick. Yeah, second year of the Everest, but $13 million in prize money. Not really something to sneeze at, and
no.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing called the Opera House. It's this thing in Sydney that people are really passionate about.
Yeah.
Obviously, that whole controversy has created a whole new wave of interest in the weekend, and they're expecting 40,000 out there tomorrow, so it's going to be a really big day. And
it's going to be a fantastic day. How's the race itself shaping up? Can Red Zell go back-to-back?
Look, Mick, I'm not tipping him as my top pick. I think going back-to-back, especially in the track conditions that they've got tomorrow, you know, it's going to be heavy 8 or 9, considering that it's still going to continue to rain tomorrow for most of the day. I don't think he can, and I'm not just saying this because he's my uncle, but I am tipping the Mayor Scholes.
Scholl, number 10. I'm happy to hear your
tips.
What
do you think that'll start at?
She'll start at about $6 or $7, which is still a nice price, to be honest.
Well, it is indeed. And by the way, you've got a pretty good record on this program with your tips so far.
They've been very good. I think you have, Em. Hey, Em, it's going to be a bit wet, as you said. What do you suggest, footwear, ladies? What's everyone to wear? It's a very important thing. And also,
I would have said gumboots myself. Gumboots and a poncho.
Actually, Mick, funny you mentioned poncho. We went to Michael Bublé last week and we did have to wear poncho because it was so wet, Sibby. We looked like, actually, Michael Bublé said this. He goes, the whole crowd looks like a field of condoms.
Well, maybe not your plastic cape tomorrow, but you can still frock up and put on a nice coat and a hat, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to wear maybe a bit of navy and black tomorrow.
Oh, I love that, yes.
Which is very chic, very nice.
Well, that was what I was going to wear, but I suppose I'm fine.
Well, you don't want to clash with Mick, Emma.
We can match together. That's cute.
So anyway, well done. It couldn't have got more coverage in the lead up. There'll be a big global audience for this, won't there?
Oh, 100%. It'll be beamed to, 60 countries or something around the world. And they do expect in the next 5 to 10 years for it to level, if not surpass, the Melbourne Cup in terms of global interest.
All right, well,
done a good job in 2 years.
Good on you, Em.
We'll see how you go. Good luck with that.
Yes,
okay, thanks
Emma.
Em. Great to speak to you. And, of course, in Melbourne tomorrow, one of the great racing days for Group 1s will be on offer on Giddy's Day out there at Caulfield. And we have the Chief Commercial Officer of the MRC with us right now, Peter Webster. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well indeed.
Are you excited about the day?
I am so excited. And how ironic that they're raining in Sydney and we're going to be having the most beautiful 24 degrees.
It'll be glamorous out there. It's turning into one of the... I mean, it always has been great. We love the Heath. But I was out there last year and I'll be fortunate enough to be out there again this year. It was the best day of the entire spring for me. It was an absolute cracker.
I recall you saying that, Mick, and you're actually doing something very special. It's the front bar, I believe, that you've got set up there. Talk us through that and what's
going
on.
Peter, what do I expect out of the front bar? This is my natural habitat, by the way. I'm hosting a whole heap of Triple M listeners as well.
Yes, you are. So the Triple M listeners will be on the top deck of the Carlton Draft front bar, and I'm assuming there'll be a lot of Carlton Draft consumed out there tomorrow.
I think it's a safe bet.
And we'll also be having client liaison playing out there tomorrow, which will be fantastic. We saw them play at our launch party the other night and they are incredible.
So it's like an enclosure and there's bands and there's bars and there's bedding facilities. It's your one-stop shopping. It's like a giant outdoor man cave.
This is like Mick's dream come true. What steps have you taken place, Peter, to make sure that Mickey doesn't get too, I'm trying to work out the right words to say. Hassled or if he doesn't make cause trouble.
Well, good security. We've put in a pool for him.
A pool?
What?
Oh my God.
Does the pool have a bar?
The pool has a bar.
Well, there you go.
Oh, no.
This is why I love this day. They do what they do.
Well, there is. Now, there's 4 Group 1 races as well. This is for our aficionados, of course. So that's, and concluding, of course, the Guinea Stakes is there as well. So.
Yeah. It's going to be a huge
event as well. So we cover 2 cities. Brisbane need to get a race now on the same day.
Brisbane, they've got the Magic Millions. So maybe we could go up there for that at some stage. I went to the sales. This is a true story, Peter, afterwards, because they've got the Magic Millions and the sales across the road. To be honest, Peter, I'd had a couple.
This is not a drunk purchase, is it?
Sounds like it.
So what happened was, I was with my mate, who's an on-course vet, Rob McGuinness. He goes, you watch this horse, it won't go for under $1 million. And so I jumped in at about the 750,000 mark.
Goodness sakes.
Showing off to some girls. And I've put my hand up at about 750 and the bidding stopped.
Oh, no.
And I've gone, dude, they better keep bidding.
Oh, my God.
But the Magic Moons is coming up. This is going to be a fantastic day. I'll see you out there. You were a magnificent host last year. And can I thank the MRC for allowing me back on course?
No, you are more than welcome. My question for you this year is, you're wearing socks or no socks?
Is this the big male thing? I'll be wearing socks. I'll be wearing long socks. In fact, I'll tuck my pants into my socks, like +4s. Is this the thing now?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
I'm
you could bring long socks back instead. You can make that the trend.
Or you could wear your Birks. Your Birkenstocks.
My new Birkenstocks. She made me get new Birkenstocks. That could win Fashions on the Field. Will you have a Fashions on the Field element?
We do. We have the Style Stakes, the GHD Style Stakes. So ours is a photography competition.
Oh, wow.
Rather than the, you know, the stand-up and the old-fashioned runway situation.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
So we can, yeah,
upskirting. It's all happening. I beg your pardon.
I apologise.
No, there'll be no upskirting.
This is the Sport of Kings. You put on a great show, and I had a great time. Will we have time to have a drink together at some stage?
Most definitely will be. I'll buy you a Malibu cocktail, one of our special Malibu. We're theming it up Malibu out there tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look out, Mickey. Step yourself in.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I should be saying, look out, Peter.
And then Triple M have a tent. We've got like a big birdcage style area, haven't we? Where all the tents are, and I'll be in about half a dozen of them.
Yes.
I'm a 50-50
Please
chance for Monday.
Please behave yourself, Mickey. Please behave yourself.
Peter, thanks for coming in. Are you going to have a bet? What's your net bet?
My tip is the favourite, the Autumn Sun.
All right. Here we go. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, and have we got plenty to wade through in the big second hour. A very special guest coming up in just a moment, but we are going to go wild, Jane.
We are, and we're so excited because we've been saving up a whole bunch of animal stories with our special guest who will be here soon. Week in Review is coming up, and it was a very big week, wasn't it? Everything from Sydney...
Opera House.
Opera House. I just had a brain fade then. Oh, I know why I had a brain fade.
Oh, you're a bit nervous, a bit overcome.
A little.
A bit overwhelmed by our guest who's just
I'm getting more and more relaxed in his company. It's all right.
All right, let's get straight in it. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Welcome Dr. Chris Brown.
See
what you've done. See the effect you have on my co-host.
Are you okay, Jane? You
Chris, I'm... You know what? I actually thought I was very relaxed before, but...
She's had a big week. First Marcus Mumford. Yes. She lost it then. She really...
Can you play a musical instrument? Because then, really, I'm a goner.
You know how people always say, what would you... What advice would you give a younger self?
Yeah.
I always say, do not take up the violin like I did. It's not a lady killer.
That's a little disappointing because it's a little Andre Rieu.
I have to say, you know what?
Thank goodness now friend zone. Great. Yep. All cool.
Jeez, I didn't muck around there, did I? Think that temperature of yours is coming down rapidly.
I think she smelt as you, sniffed you as you went past.
What?
Is there some kind of a...
sniff pheromone.
Well, the scents are big value, aren't they?
Yes, scents.
I hear this. Calvin Klein scent has been used at the moment to catch a tiger. True or false? Yeah,
it's very true. In Southeast Asia, they've got a problem tiger, and they're using Calvin Klein Obsession for Men as a way of luring in the tiger.
Why?
Why? So a lot of animals, big cats included, are very pheromone-based.
That's right.
And so the smell, the
they
scent...
They spray each other, don't they?
They do, yeah. So
what's the ingredient in the Calvin Klein? What's the pheromone component made of?
So I actually...
You're writing this down, Jane?
Underarm sweat? What is it?
No, I looked into this because I've used it. So not personally, not for my own...
That's why you lost it.
Private use. Unless it's having an immediate effect on you.
I can't actually look at you when you're speaking about this.
I think it's your natural male musky odour.
So what they've found is that inside Calvin Klein Obsession for Men, there is a chemical which immediately represents and mimics male cat urine.
Why would women be attracted to urine?
Because they're animals. The tigers.
Female tigers smell.
Oh, you mean you?
Yeah, like real women, because you're using real aftershave.
I mean, that's the most concerning part of the whole story, I think, is the fact that we're willingly spraying cat urine on ourselves.
So that's why homeless guys on the trams are so attractive.
But I used it in Africa last year to catch a problem leopard. A leopard that was on the loose and was causing a little bit of damage.
So what, you sprayed on?
Do you spray it on you, or do you spray it in the air?
You spray it on a little motion sensing camera, and then you spray it on the cage that you're going to trap the leopard in.
this is nuts.
So I set up my camera and went away for the night and came back in the next morning, and I was like, well, there's no leopard in the cage, but the camera had gone missing. Right. I was like, well, it's a very expensive camera. I'm not very happy. Clearly the Calvin Klein Obsession for Men's done something.
Yeah.
The camera turned up 24 hours later, about a kilometre away on a roadway. Wow. Right. So I reviewed the footage and this stuff works.
What? Dry humped?
It wasn't the leopard, was it?
No, it wasn't a leopard, and it wasn't Julia Morris either. It was a baboon, a female baboon ran past it. You can see her run past it. She turns around a la Jane Kennedy.
Hang on. Baboons haven't got the most attractive derrieres. So, Chris, a la Jane Kennedy.
Can I say something? Yeah. Why can't women, human women, be more like this by giving you a signal when they're sexually excited? Now, a baboon's bottom flares up and becomes bright red when the women's,
you've always thought that dogs, when they wag their tail, women have a tail?
I say,
and when they see a guy,
I've
just
always
wag it.
Said this.
You
if
have
I was speaking
this.
To a girl and all of a sudden her tail started wagging. That's all I need to know.
Don't they twerk?
Or if it drops and goes between its legs, you go, move on. Mm. Now, why is that such a, why can't we have a signal of some description from females of the human
variety? You're so hard done by. It's terrible.
But they are giving signals, Mickey.
What are they? Well, if they are, could someone fill me in?
You're not very good at that stuff, I have to say.
Give me a hint.
You're a bit lost on
that. When they leave, it is like the tail between the legs. That's a signal.
So Chris, slap in the face. What's that? Is that good? That's bad.
It's not great. Okay,
Chris, after the baboon got your camera and you retrieved the camera, did you ever retrieve the leopard? Or have you used this as a form for any of the shows that you're filming, or you use it in your...
No, as far as I'm concerned, and a lot of vets talk about the fact that it's great, but I actually think it's a bit stitchy.
Do you wear it?
No, I don't.
Well, why? Well, why don't more men wear this scent?
Because it's basically cat urine. I think we've established that.
It's got some effect.
It's doing something.
Hey, can you hang around? Mm. We've got so many more questions, largely stupid, to ask you. And we want to ask you about your filming, about the living room.
Yep.
And also, too, congratulations on your hosting of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Excellent
Top
job.
Top shelf.
Nothing on the normal filling host. Let's
Tough gig.
We'll talk in a minute.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Dr. Chris Brown is in studio. By the way, the living room tonight, 7:30 on Network 10. Chris is on that.
What's the big story? Big story tonight on the living room?
It is literally a big story. It's,
really?
I visit the kangaroo sanctuary in Central Australia, which is not too far away from where you guys are going to be. I meet, what could be the world's most famous kangaroo, Roger. Remember that the
not the viral, Marty the Monster.
He went viral for flexing on those.
Oh, so he looked like a boxer.
And he was huge, right? Yes, and so he had a reputation for beating up everyone and he used to, he'd get steel buckets and just crush them.
He's
for
the top
fun.
Dog.
He was. And so he's getting on. So I did a bit of a house call to him to make sure he was in a good state. But while I was there, I actually picked up a few tips on,
Well, we're about to go to the Northern Territory, so if we see, I'll be fine, but Mick might be a bit nervous.
Well, no one's fine. When you come across a big red kangaroo, when he thinks that you're a threat, and they all think you're a threat because
absolutely.
If you walk up towards a kangaroo, standing on two legs is what kangaroos, they rear up on the back legs. It's an aggressive posture.
So we'll have a go, mate.
So I have to get on all fours?
Jane Kennedy, whatever feels right at the time.
Hit the dump button.
I think instinctively.
Hang on.
That's another one I'm collecting.
Excuse me.
What's the two bits I had today?
God.
Oh, we'll get the other one too.
What was the other one as well?
I forget now. It was really wrong, Jane.
Listen.
So you need to stand, I wouldn't recommend getting on all fours, to be fair, Jane.
I won't.
But stand side on. You don't want to present your very sensitive yet beautiful front.
Okay.
And because if they kick, they can open you up.
Oh,
Is eye contact bad as well? That's a general rule with wildlife, isn't it?
So they'll often reach out. Thanks, Mick. You're getting good at this stuff. You're really good at this.
I want to be your protege. I want to be little Chris Brown.
And they'll reach out and try to sort of grab you around they'll try to Tony Abbott shirt front you. Grab you.
I like your analogy.
And then sort of slice you with the back feet. So if they can't do that if you're standing side on. So that's your big tip.
I understand. And now you might mock me, but I have quite an experience with big kangaroos. And there was an incident where we had a dog in a dam and a kangaroo, they try and drown dogs. You never want to get a dog and a kangaroo in any water because their instinct is they'll drown and they'll disembowel the dog. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a good afternoon too.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, there you
need
go.
To know information.
You know what I would do? I'd run around behind it because the kangaroo can't walk backwards. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Like an emu. Like an emu.
Hey,
you're all so clever.
What about this? Chris, do you agree with this? There's been a fat ban on tourists riding iconic Santorini donkeys. Mm. So in Santorini, they've
That's fair enough.
They're putting a weight limit on fat tourists. I'm guessing this is largely aimed at the Americans.
Did you go on a donkey when you were in Greece? No, I'm just
interested. Why are you doing it, Jane?
I didn't know whether you did
it's
or not.
It's getting boring now. Seriously.
I didn't know.
I'm really upsetting.
I'm sorry, Mick.
I know.
It's twice today already.
A donkey cope with how heavy do you think a donkey can manage?
Child.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's terrible.
This is no good, right?
No. Look, no. I'm not a huge fan of donkeys carrying people around. And, you know, when you see the...
Typically
you go to Santorini with your roller bags and you know, quite a bit of luggage. Changes. You took me through it, Mickey. I mean, how many outfits do you need?
Well, a lot.
For a couple of nights out in Santorini.
Man, I do. It's not like a yak. It's not like a Sherpa and a yak.
I've seen them too. It's really, really awful. And like, they have big sticks and they whack them on the butt and it's awful.
It's hot. Oh, that's steep, and they need water.
Shocking.
And just, yeah,
that's
I think
how they
it's
wake me up
time
in the morning and say, Q, get out of bed.
It's more than that.
I've got one more question. This was a story that was put out about Liam Neeson, the actor, said he went to go and do a movie and he went back from a horse that he hadn't seen for years and years, and the horse appeared to recognise him. Russell Crowe followed that up and said, man, that happens to me all the time. You know, horse that I have met along the way know who I am. Mm. Everyone's quite amazed. I'm not, because I think that horses have great recognition. Yes?
Mm. Well, they're prey animals, so they're used to being preyed upon. Which
horses are.
Yeah, they are.
Who preyed on horses?
That's your big cats would, or you know the big prey animals would
really
do that. So they've got a fight or flight response.
Yes.
So it's in their best interest to remember faces, to remember shapes, and work out who's friend and who's foe. So in the animal kingdom, as you said, recognising faces isn't that uncommon.
Okay.
So they can do it. They've got a bank of quite a few faces they can remember. Obviously, they'd remember Russell. I mean, it's Russell.
And I think
that's
it was
Russell Crowe. It's Russell Crowe, everyone.
It was a horse that he did a speech in Gladiator to. I mean, was his big main speech to.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, magpies right now are swooping people across Australia.
Yes.
Stupid magpies.
But they're not stupid, Mickey. You're not going to become my protege with that sort of attitude towards magpies.
I have to open up.
The key to stopping a magpie swooping
yes, please.
You is safely turn around and eyeball it. And if you then,
I should point out, he's sitting here with an eye patch on.
Okay, make sure you know it's safe distance away. If that magpie sees your face and then you slowly ease away, it will remember your face.
Wow. Good Lord. Is that why people put eyes on the back of helmets?
No, that's just ridiculous.
Hey, we'll get to that. We're going to talk more in a minute, just so that it's not all bad for the horses. There's a horse, a stallion, called Written Tycoon, who you can stitch up your mares with. $110,000, and he's booked out with 150 mares.
Mm-hmm. You know what? He remembers all of their faces. So that's the key to him.
Do you remember me?
That's why it's worth the big bucks.
We want to come back in a minute. I want to ask you about penguins. There's a zoo with some fake penguins, and I believe Sydney Zoo has uncovered a homosexual relationship between two penguins. We'll talk about it.
They came out today.
They came out.
In a funny choice of words, they really did come out today.
All right, awesome. We'll get to the bottom of that in just a moment.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown is with us in studio too.
He'll be on the Living Room tonight, Channel 10. Oh, he's fast making his own. Fantastic hosting of Have You Been Paying Attention. Tiny shoes to fill, I have to say, with Tommy Gleisner, but you did very well. And you're doing very well. We love what you bring to the table today. Jane just flat out asked you what hotel you're staying in while you're in town.
Because I'm interested.
What is wrong with you, Jane?
No.
She's having a bad day at the office.
No.
Can I play you two quotes that Jane's dropped on the show today? Here's the first one.
Who am I sleeping with?
And that was enough.
Oh, well,
and
that's then, out of context.
And then this one.
So I have to get on all fours.
I think it's fair to say you may have rattled Jane since you came
Seriously.
In with your male pheromones.
If those words are muttered out of an inner city hotel later on tonight, you know that
Chris,
this has been a very productive afternoon.
We are live on air. We're back on track now. We had a bit of a...
We had a tough start.
We had a bit of a, you know...
I want you to know that I'm here for you. I do deeply care
for
you.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Chris, I have to ask you, Sydney Zoo... and this is true. And I think this is, I don't think it's specific to penguins, but more common in penguins that they've two male penguins now at the Sydney Zoo are presumed or we know are homosexual in a relationship.
The co-parenting.
How do we know the amount of time they spend together?
Well, the thing about penguins is they're monogamous, so they form long-lasting bonds for life.
Have they been redecorating their cave?
Got some soft cushions, some embroidery.
Big weekend in IKEA plan. But the keepers have observed them collecting rocks. Okay, it doesn't sound like a big step. Doesn't sound like they're taking the relationship to the next
shopping.
Level. But in the penguin world, what they do, it's there's a symbolic rock. It's kind of like your diamond when you're very serious. It's like a commitment ring on The Bachelor. If you like,
it's like being given a rose.
It is a rock. So they select a very special rock, usually a little shiny, a little round. It looks good, and they present it as a sign that things are getting serious.
That is awesome.
So this isn't the first story. The Toronto Zoo had a couple of gay penguins who they identify as being in a relationship. So they separated them, right? And then the gay community of Toronto picketed the zoo. Yep. And then they eventually put the gay penguins back together.
Well, thank goodness. How crazy to separate them.
I've often suspected penguins to be gay.
Why is that, mean?
I think that's why they waddle. Oh, big night last night.
Jane, how are you anyway?
It is Friday, Chris. Sorry.
It's Dave. Found that funny.
That was pretty funny.
Come on, don't be upset.
No, it's
with
funny.
Me.
It's very hard to be upset with you, Mick.
Do you want me to act it out?
No, don't do any more penguin waddling.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to look at penguins the same way again.
There is
one more story we've got. Have we got time to do this? What do you feel about emotional support animals?
I think they have a place.
Right.
I think they have a place when it's done right, it's done appropriately, when you can show that that animal is providing some emotional benefit to that person.
This is big in America, isn't it? And it started happening here. We say this because they kicked a squirrel off a plane in America, emotional support squirrel. Which is a shame because it would have been enjoying the free nuts. complimentary nuts
The woman did advise the airline in advance, said, I'm going to be bringing my support animal on the flight. And, of course, they go, sure, that's not a problem. She did not say, it's a bleeding squirrel.
Which is a rodent. Is it? Am I right? Is it a rodent?
Yeah. I mean, they're
kind of
that
on a plane.
They're a tricky creature, your squirrel. And it follows a long line of what one might say are questionable choices for emotional support animals in the US.
Are squirrels nice? Are they warm and lovely and loving animals?
If they are hand-raised and they have enough packets of salted peanuts to store away for the winter, then they're generally in a pretty good mood and pretty easy going.
What about a peacock? I saw that some woman took a peacock on a plane, which I would have thought that's a bit over the top.
I'm calling BS on that. Chris?
Someone tried to bring on, I believe, last year a miniature support horse. It didn't quite get through the x-ray scan and they weren't too happy with that.
Yeah, no.
People have tried in the US emotional support snakes.
I'll tell you who hates the emotional support snake. That's Samuel L. Jackson.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfuckers! Snakes on this
motherfucking
plane.
You know what? Don't sit next to Samuel L. Jackson. If you're a snake.
Yeah.
That's maybe emotionally supportive to you. It's fairly, I would have thought.
My gut feeling on this whole thing is, if you haven't managed to organise a pet sitter for the weekend, you just claim it's an emotional support animal and just roll with it.
Chris, we have loved having you
this
afternoon.
Always informative.
It is. Of course, you can see Chris and the gang tonight on The Living Room. 7:30.
How's Miguel? Is he all right?
He's
piped down? Why don't you shoot him in the ass with a tranquilizer dart one night just to calm him down?
He's someone that needs an emotional support squirrel.
Oh.
It would really help him.
We might cook it.
Level it.
Or maybe in Spain they eat crazy things. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's not much wildlife.
Hamsters.
Well, Dr. Chris Brown has been a very special guest, and you can see Dr. Chris Brown in The Living Room tonight at 7:30 on Network 10.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Missed any of the show, you can always grab the podcast at kennedymalloy.com.au. Been a ripper today,
get our podcast? What do you do?
Well, it depends on what sort of system you use. You can download it from our website.
Can you boot it up?
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
When
you boot up?
No.
Oh, you are adorable.
It's a computer term, Jane.
iTunes is the easy way to get it, just on your phone.
I might go download. Home and I'll boot up the Amstrad.
The Amstrad computer. Oh, yeah.
That's, yep.
And,
do you know how to download an app? Do you know where the apps are?
I don't.
You don't.
I don't have an app store.
Yes,
you do.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, my godfather.
Oh.
It comes with your phone. You don't have to download the App Store in the first place.
All right, well, I've got it then.
Yeah.
I don't need to download it then. Do you know, at the moment, I have nothing at home. Nothing. I have no internet. My Wi-Fi's dropped I don't know. I blame the federal government. I blame the NBN.
You have to read some books. You can do that.
Talk to someone.
All right. Hey, it's been a great week, hasn't it?
It has been.
If you want to have a listen to the best bits, here they are.
Yeah.
It's been a week of revelations on Kennedy Malloy. Charlie Pickering revealed his thoughts on Honey Badger Gate.
Do you stand with the badger?
I do stand with the badger. Just because a game show format says he has to pick a box doesn't
just
mean...
Just be careful when you say pick a box, Charlie.
That was unintentional.
That should be the quite name of the Channel 10's That's pick Mickey's. A box. Everyone gets a rose.
And we revealed our thoughts on Hungry Jack's vegan burger.
It's got that essential ingredient that vegans seem to like blandness, but I'm having a really bad reaction to
this. No,
I feel
not.
Mildly depressed.
No.
It's a step up from dumpster diving. I'm having a joke.
Tell you what it needs, a hot sauce, but otherwise it's good for vegans.
I'd get it down to
And you know what else it needs? A meat patty.
Mick made some revelations about dating.
Look, if I had my way, all women would be baking hot apple pies and putting them out on the windowsill in a Doris Day style dress. That was as good as it got.
I can't believe you're single.
This was we're getting rolled, gents.
Mm. Oh, you're right. You and Donald Trump are absolutely correct.
And Jane revealed to us what sneeting is.
Sneakily chatting someone up solely for the purpose of a free meal.
I've had the honour of paying.
I don't mind that. I'm a modern gal.
Are you?
But I don't mind if
I wouldn't pay your bar bill.
And after Marcus Mumford performed for us...
I had it all on the line. Don't you see with folded hands and become blind.
Jane made the revelation that she thought he started the hipster trend.
Because you reintroduced a generation of people, acoustic music, because it'd been a bit forgotten about before then, and the lilting lyrics and banjo and things like that. Is that just because how you were brought up? I'm saying...
What, are you trying to pin on me?
We're saying there's a whole movement...
You're trying to pin on me, flat whites. Is that what you're trying to do?
No!
Don't pin that on me, Jane.
It was revealed all of Mick's whinging about the empty vending machine on the air.
Virtually empty. Someone's got one job to do.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, is it?
At a radio station is to keep the vending machine.
You tell me there's no twisties there.
No twisties, no cherry rods.
Resulted in it being restocked just 24 hours later.
Jane, I did that for everyone, not just for me.
You're the only one I ever see at that
machine. I'm like Gandhi.
Oh, really?
Like a Gandhi with a pot belly.
The way Gandhi older years.
The aftershock.
And it was revealed that Jane Kennedy has big signs on her work car space saying on air talent only.
What you've done is said to everyone who works here, you're not as good as me.
Yeah.
Get out of my car.
Don't you know who I am?
Sort of, yeah. When you've been in the business as long as
to anyone in the sales department, anyone in marketing.
Especially sales department. If I see someone from sales in my car park.
If you want to scratch Jane's car with a coin, do it today.
Try your hardest, idiots.
Whoa!
But the biggest revelation of the week was that next week we're off to the remote indigenous community of Yuendumu, 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs, to participate in the Red Dust Healthy Living Program.
It's an amazing experience to get up there, and we've been given the opportunity, and from Monday, Tuesday, we're going to do a couple of shows from up there.
We're on the road. It's a road trip.
We're on the road, and can I tell you what you'll be like up in the territory?
Oh, okay, this will be good.
Like Melania Trump in Africa.
Do
you know who I'll be like?
Go ahead.
Russell Coyne.
Yeah, Mick, if you just grew a mow and put on an Acura, you'd look like Ivan Milat out in the...
Okay, I'll think that.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Barbecues Galore, the home of low and slow barbecue.
Well, is there a need to say that? Isn't that just obvious? If you're going low and slow, you're going to Barbecues Galore.
Okay.
I love Barbecues Galore.
I know you do.
I'm going to after the show tonight.
You've got one round the corner from you. Did you know that?
I did know that. That's why I moved in there.
Did you? Hey,
I was trying to move in across the road, trying to buy upstairs. I love those barbecues.
You know what, I think I can advise you on something this weekend.
You can advise me.
Go the butcher. Go the butcher or the market and ask for a really good piece of meat that you can slow cook on your Pro-Q smoker or your Traeger pellet grill or your Kamado Joe.
I'll smoke the hell out of it.
And you've got the smoking, you know, so many flavours you can have.
Low and slow.
Oh
baby.
Sticky pork ribs.
Just falls apart.
I beg your pardon?
I said sticky
pork
ribs.
I don't think
ribs.
You can just chime in with sticky pork ribs.
Well, I would think like that. I'd like that in the slow cooker.
You can do that.
What if we give you why don't we give you a barbecue and you can go and slow cook
make
and
you something.
Call us when it's ready.
Sure.
And we'll
happy to do that.
We'll come around. We won't stay long. We'll just eat. And go. Barbecues galore. If you've got nothing to do this weekend, just go down and stare at the barbecues. This is the top 1% of barbecues. This is it.
Mm.
As good as it gets.
I have no doubt that you are speaking the truth, Mick.
Well, you're speaking to someone who's done the masterclass. You know, I'm a master. I am a barbecues galore master chef.
Are you?
Yep.
How would you do a pizza in one of these?
Yeah. A pizza in one of those?
Yeah.
Well, I'd wait for it. The delivery guy to turn up.
And then just shove it under the
bang
lid.
Bang it in and warm it up a bit. And back we go.
You could do that. You could fool your friends when you say, come round.
I've been hard at it all day.
Well done, barbecues galore. Yep. Another great week to have you on board. Thank you.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, just about done for another week. Kennedy Malloy.
What's your weekend like, Dave?
Oh, well, it's my wife's birthday during the week, so we're going out tomorrow night.
Haven't done anything yet.
I haven't. Well, it's good. Kids at school and you're
busy. Why don't you get drunk and buy another holiday somewhere?
Might do that.
Why?
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. We'll go out for dinner somewhere.
What kind of restaurant?
I don't know. What do you suggest?
What's her cuisine that she likes?
She likes Indian.
All right, well, there you go.
So you're going to go and get some Indian takeaway for you. You are hopeless. Why does she stay with you?
I have no idea.
Is it the mad loving in the bedroom?
I think that's it.
Is it when you put on the... That's special.
It actually hurts my ear.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have the best weekend ever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to the races in Melbourne tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be
unreal. And that's going to be fantastic. And then I'm going to get ready, which I'm almost done. Mum's almost finished packing. And I'm off to the Northern Territory, one of my favourite places in the world, who I get to hang out with Red Dust.
That's
and,
cool.
Great Indigenous community and have a ball. What's your weekend like?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the Red Dust Sunday. But I just have to get the household ready for me to be away. I have to iron a whole bunch of shirts. I have to get meals ready. I've got to just...
Oh, Joe.
Kids have got bike week on Monday. I've got to make sure the tyres are pumped
up. It's bike week.
It's bike education week.
Oh,
also, don't get me started on that.
What?
Who assumes that every kid's got a bike these days? Just saying. Anyway, so that's my weekend. I'm going to be like cleaning up and scrubbing and...
Do you need any help with the...
As if. I'm going to ask you to help.
Don't call me. I'll be at the
I might do that.
I'll be at the races.
I'm surprised you didn't say you're a 50-50 chance of being there on Sunday. You better be there. I'll kill you.
Yeah, maybe.
I will kill you.
Hey, big week next week. You guys are live from Central Australia. Do it from Monday.
Yeah, baby.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now that your Kennedy Malloy catch-up is done, time to hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au for videos, tips and recipes to make your ribs, brisket or lamb delicious.